Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, friends, to the Nick Humphries Medium Show, here on MikeSpirit.fm. Your host, Nick, will be discussing various spiritual topics and will be inviting you to phone in with your views and experiences. You will also have the chance to get a reading from Nick during the show. In his upcoming shows, Nick will be inviting special guests to talk about their spiritual awareness. And here is your host, Nick Humphries.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Nick Humphries' Medium Show. I'm your host for the next 2 hours here on Mike Spirit FM. I have to say this. Ready? 2 weeks till Christmas. 2 days till The Hobbit's released. Oh, even better. So, it's 2 weeks till Christmas. Wow. You know, it's mad, isn't it? It's just, how quick does it go? And where does it go? You know, it's just time. It's just incredible. So, obviously, I'm Nick Humphries. I'm your host, your medium for this evening. And if you are a regular on my show, you will know that I will start to talk about stuff that I've been doing. I've had some exciting stuff this week. I'll tell you, some really exciting stuff. But before we go to that place, excuse the background noise. Dog walking around, knocking things over. The numbers that you need to call are, for the US, 760-283-4611. And for anywhere outside of the US, you need to prefix the number 001, then do 760-283-4611. But please be aware that this is a chargeable call. Or, of course, you can get onto the show free of charge, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/MikeSpiritFM. So, come on, guys, you know, phone in. Hi, Pam. Welcome to the show. You will hear beeps and buzzes going on around me as well because my mobile's going mad and people messaging me, everybody's messaging me, so which is great. So what have I been up to this evening? Actually today and since last week. Well, I was actually invited along to, how do I say it? But to take part, but not work, in an investigation. Which was really great, because it's with the prospect of maybe me doing some work with this company. The company is Eerie Evenings, and I kind of, if you go to www.eerieevenings.co.uk, I kind of liked their site. That's what caught my attention. And then I kind of liked what the stuff that they were talking about as well. So I got in contact with them and got talking to them. And then they invited me along to actually meet them and see how they work. And I met Jo, very, very nice lady, very bubbly, that was then accompanied by, now excuse me guys, because I'm very, very bad at remembering names, but I can't remember all of their names, but I do remember Mike, and I remember Graham, and Graham was the medium for the evening, a very gracious gentleman, just very, you know, very welcoming as well. I was welcomed into the team. I was actually asked, you know, if I wanted to do any work that evening, but I did decline because I was there, it was my day off. My day to be on an investigation and enjoy the moment, and you know it was a great evening. You know they do work differently to other companies that I've worked with and other companies that I've been along with, which is great because it's a change. You know, it is a change. But they are, you know, by all means look them up because they are a great team, and they do welcome you in, and they are very friendly. But the evening started off with the guests having a meal and getting to know each other. And then it proceeded then on to where we were, the basement. I won't give the destination away, but in the basement. And where Graham then started to do his work. And what was different there was that they would... it started off with him doing mediumship, links to spirit world for people in, you know, that were the guests on there, which I thought was interesting way of doing stuff. Not the normal mediumship walk around and so on, because when I questioned this, their comment and their feedback to me was, it's their night, you know, it's their night for getting stuff to investigate and so on, which is great, of course it is. And yeah, you know, they said to me, it's not, sometimes they don't want to hear a medium jabbering on about what they can pick up when they want to get on and do the investigation. But the idea of them doing, letting Graham do the mediumship was to show them how spirit can link, you know. And I thought that was great, you know, I thought that was really, really good. And then obviously we'd done lots of seances and spirit boards, and I actually done something that I do and love, but I won't tell you what that is, because if you see me and you'd be surprised. But it's a really great team, you know. So look them up, Eerie Evenings, okay, on the internet, or on Facebook as well. And if they are listening this evening, good evening, Joe and co. So, and yeah, hi Deborah, welcome to the show. I have actually got a playlist for this evening as well, and I've asked to play a track as a dedication. It would be the third song that's been played this evening, by a good friend of mine, Becky. So that would be that. So what else have I been doing? Well, that was, you know, we travelled up to Cheshire on the Thursday afternoon. We had dinner with mum and dad, Helen's mum and dad. And then on the Friday, I can't remember what we'd done Friday during the day, to be honest. I think we kind of went out and walked the dog and relaxed a little bit. And then I went off we met a friend. And then, you know, I went off to the investigation. I didn't get in until 3:45 in the morning. And then at 6:00 in the morning, I was up, and we were heading towards a lovely place called Nantwich. Absolute historical market town, because myself and Helen, we do a market stall. Well, we don't do a market stall, we do a gift stall, you know, that we take to Mind Body Spirit fairs and so on. And indeed, if you come into Neath to see the Mike Spirit Roadshow, you will see the gift stall there. So we'd done that, so we had to be there for 7, but we were up at 6, and then we had to travel to Nantwich. Beautiful, beautiful place. And then we spent the whole day. By about 3:00, I dive bombed. My energy went, because I've been up quite some time. So, but you know, it was a great day. You know, and we actually met a lot of fantastic people as well. You know, people were coming up to saying, oh, you're new, blah, blah, blah. Really, really friendly. And it wasn't just the customers. It was the other stallholders. You know, and it was really great place to be. So then on the Sunday, we were visiting friends. And then on the Monday, we travelled back. It took us 5 hours to travel back. And then we were, we got home. And then I got back in the van. And then I travelled for another 45 minutes, or a half hour, 45 minutes. Back the way I've just come, to take part in the AH event, which is it's like the ladies at lunch venue, okay? But that time is the ladies at tea or supper, and basically what it is that you pay for a ticket. I think it was like £10 for a ticket. That ticket includes a meal. And there are gift stalls. I do readings there, and so on. So, but you get to mingle and you get to have a good laugh and a bit of a chat, and it's really great. So you need to go on to AH Events on Facebook as well, you know, come along, because there's a list of places where I'm going. Today, this is the exciting thing. Okay. Can you hear all the doors creaking in? And this is, do you know, we shut the doors in here, right? And then our dog, just sort of barges the door open, so it creaks, and so on. Then it gets shut, and then the cat walks through the door, making it nibbling creak as well. So I do excuse the noise that's going on in the background. We're also, the house is a mess, okay? Helen's going, don't tell people that. The house is a mess for a particular reason, because we're putting up our decorations. And the cat is thoroughly, thoroughly enjoying the tree. So let's see who survives the longest, cat or tree. I think the tree will survive longest. So anyway, oh, here we go. Mike's on board. Yeah. So anyway, so fantastic news. Okay. On the 12th of January, I'm flying to India. I bought my tickets today. I'm flying to India. I'm going to India purely as I'm going over as a tourist, but I am going to be escorted around to all the spiritual centers, and to do some meditation out there, and other stuff out there. I'd say like I want to say like teachings, but it's not that. It's well, it is. It's kind of teachings, and so on. But I'm going out there to be with the spiritual gurus out there, and it's going to be sharing of philosophies. That's a good way of putting it. Sharing of philosophies. I'm actually meeting a good friend out there. His name's Shimnoy Sharma. Fantastic, fantastic guy. He came to see me do a show in Cardiff. What is it? August this year. And we've been in contact since. And he invited me. He said, "Nick, please come to India." And I was like, "Yeah, great. Where would you want me to? Where do you live?" And so I'm actually going to stay with him and his family in Guwahati, which is in the Assam district. But when what I'm doing is I'm flying on the 12th. I'm flying from Heathrow to Bombay, which is now modern day Mumbai. I'm staying there for about 4 days. I'm going to be accompanied by Mr. Shimnoy, or Mr. Sharma, should I say? Okay. And he's going to show me. He's going to show me. He said to me on the on. I was driving at the time. I had to pull over. He said to me, "I want to show you Mumbai. It's a fantastic city. It's loads of culture, market towns, and spiritual centers. And I want to show you this." I was like, "Okay." And then he said, "And then we're going to get after 4 days. We're going to get on a plane. We're going to go to Guwahati, and we're going to spend some time with my family." I was like, "Great. It sounds absolutely fantastic." And then he said, "Well, what we're going to do then is we're going to fly from Guwahati back to Delhi. Okay, we're going to go to Delhi, and we're going to see the River Ganges and centers there, and just have a really nice time. And then from Delhi, then I fly back to the UK. And then, okay, so I fly back on the 27th. I probably land on the 28th." And then I've got what, probably about 9 days, and then obviously me and the fantastic Mr. Mike Davies, we head on back down to Gatwick, and we get on a plane to Norway. Great! I can't, I really can't wait. I really, really can't wait. It's just going to be a crazy first quarter of 2013, and people don't believe me when I say 2013 is going to be so positive for everybody, but you've got to release all the negative away from you, in the 2012. So you've got a little while yet, okay? But you've got to release it all. So if anything bad's going on around you, just go, right, okay, I can deal with that, get rid of it. And then what you need to do is then embrace, as my wife just said, embrace 2013, because it is going to open so many doors for so many. It's just unreal. Do you know? And the amazing thing is, I went there today. Okay, I booked my flight, thinking, it'll take a couple of weeks at least to get the tickets through. I came home, and with a half hour of me getting home and having a cup of tea, okay, my phone rang. "Hi, Nick. Yep, we've got your tickets here. They're ready." I'm like, "Wow, that's quick." It is great. Right, but I also want to clear this up as well, okay? And I know Mike's listening, okay? I challenged Mike Davis to a sing-off, okay? So how is this going to happen? On the 23rd of this month, I'm going to jump in on his show, okay? So you're going to have to listen to it, okay? Unfortunately for you guys, you're going to have to listen to Mike's show. And I'm going to jump in. And me and Mike have got our own songs that we're going to sing, or a song we're going to sing. And you guys have got to vote who's obviously the best singer. This is a continuation onto the who's got the sexiest voice. Say again. Can you abstain? No. This is all come on from who, because Mike has insisting that he's winning with the who's got the sexiest voice. And quite frankly, I know I'm in, because I have got more votes. But he's just blinkered to it all that he thinks he's got the sexiest laugh. Sorry, not sexiest voice, sexiest laugh, which is not, so not true. And you're not, Mike. Okay. So just realise that. Okay. Yeah, embrace it that you're not. Okay. But there's lots of other stuff going on around. Okay. We also know about, obviously, the Mike Spitt Roadshow. the winner is not Mike Davis. You know, we've got the Mike Spitt Roadshow in February. Fantastic. I so can't wait. You know, it's going to be an amazing show. All the hosts under one roof. Okay. And then obviously over two nights where you get a mingle of different mediums or different hosts on stage. Which is, it's going to be really, really great. It is. So we've got lots of new people in the chat room as well, so I believe. But guests, if you are a part of, you know, if you're a guest and you're listening, okay, please just register. It's free to register with Blog Talk, okay? Register with Facebook. Come in, you've got a name, and then you can join in the chat and have a bit of a laugh. But does he have an accent like Nick? No, he hasn't got an accent like me, because he's Welsh and I'm English, and I'm from London. But I do kind of I sort of guise my accent. If you put me in a room full of Londoners, you'll hear me come out into the London, "All right, mate," that sort of. But I'm not like that. Really, it's just not me. Well, it is me. That's where I'm from. But anyway, hey ho. But I do have the better singing voice. And do you know what? I'd even challenge Grant. Shh. I would challenge Grant, but I'm not going to. Okay. But that'd be a bit of a laugh. But hey, Christmas week. Remember this, Christmas week. So starting really, we have a cat in the tree. Starting Christmas week. So this would be from, I would say, next week. Okay. So next week, I'm going to get every other ghost host, okay, yeah, ghost as well, host to jump in on every other body's shows, okay, to do a bit of a sing song, bit of a Christmas carol. Yeah, come on, it's like the week before Christmas. You know, Christmas, no, it's not, is it next week? No, it's the week after. Yeah. Yeah, so next week would be Christmas week, really. So, or the week before. So yeah, we, you know, I'm just up for having a bit of a laugh. I think there's a couple of the hosts that won't be happy, but hey ho, tough, it's Christmas, you know. So yes, I know, it's 2 weeks today. 2 weeks today. Okay. It is really I can't believe it's 2 weeks today and we're only just putting the decorations up. That's ridiculous. Okay. But hey ho, great. They're going up, the house is gonna look fantastic with twinkly little lights. So I think what we're gonna do, okay, I'll read out the numbers for you to ring in if you want to read in, which are 760-283-4611, or outside America, okay, or the States, it's 001, okay, 283-4611, or you have the website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mike Spirit. I'm Nick Humphreys. I am the host on this Nick Humphreys Medium Show on Mike Spirit FM. Okay, it's 18 minutes past the hour here in the UK. It's cold. It's really cold. And it's dark, very dark. So all you lovely people out in the States where it's lovely and hot. Do you know what? Christmas, what? No, it's hot in California. My wife's just saying to me, isn't it cold in America? No. No, it's actually Australia's summer. So, as well. So, but I can't imagine Christmas being, well, actually New York would be cold. Yeah, so what do you mean? Oh wow. Yes, that's my wife in the background talking. Yeah, I can't imagine Christmas being hot, if that makes any sense. Just can't imagine it. So what we're gonna do is we're gonna go to some music. Okay, I've got a couple of tracks to play. There is one track that I wanna talk about as well when we get back, okay? And I'll talk about that once obviously you've listened to it. So have a bit of fun. I'm going to have a drink, and I shall be back shortly.
tears of joy and laughter. People shouting, let everyone know. Here is hope for all to find peace.
Now Joseph and his wife Mary came to Bethlehem that night.
They found no place to be a child. Not a single room was inside.
And then they found a little nook in a stable all forlorn. And in a manger, golden dove, Mary's little boy was born.
Oh, now hear the angels sing, a king was born today.
And man will live forevermore
because of Christmas Day.
There were tears of joy and laughter. People shouted, let everyone know. There is hope for all to find peace.
Oh my Lord, you sent your Son to save us. Oh my Lord, your very self you gave us. Oh my Lord, that sin may not enslave us and love may reign once more. Oh my Lord.
MikeSpirit.fm, and I personally invite you to join me and my wonderful hosts to our first live roadshow at the Castle Hotel Neath in Wales on the 22nd and the 23rd of February 2013. The event starts on Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. with a demonstration of our mediumship, and join us on the Saturday at 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. for free entry to the psychic fair. There will be spiritual one-to-one readings, tarot card readings, hot stone therapy, crystals, healing, and so much more, which will be followed by a Saturday night demonstration of our mediumship at 7:30 p.m. So join us on this exciting event and meet the hosts of Mike Spirit FM. Book now by calling the ticket hotline 07411 168 396, or email me direct, mike@mikespirit.fm. I'm Mike Davis, the People Psychic, and I'm looking forward to meeting you there.
Well, there you go. See, that's the advert for the Mike Spirit FM roadshow. I can't wait. It's going to be really fun. Joe, I'm kind of getting sick of this, really, because I keep getting told that, you know, come on, sing. I actually don't know. I've been suffering with, like, some sort of cold for the last 2 weeks. As you can hear, things are going quite to plan on my show this evening. So, what I've got to decide what song I've got to sing or want to sing at this this challenge that I challenged Mike, okay, to sing, okay. I want to go to also that track, that, the first track, the Paul McCartney track that I played this evening as well, in a minute. But I want to get this over and done with. So anybody in the chat room that's got an idea for what sort of track that I should sing, that would be great. Please, you know, please say, you know, and I'll look into it. I was kind of hoping that I could get somebody else to come on as well. One of the other hosts of the Mike Spirit shows, Grant, to sort of come on and yeah, to have a bit of a sing-song with me tonight, maybe, or but I think he might be tied up. But I do know there's somebody else that might pop in as well in a minute. So if and when I give him the nod, I'm sure he'll come in. As you all know, it's Mike Davies. He's actually in the chat room at the moment. Yeah, God, I don't know what's going on tonight. Just crazy. Yeah, sorry, I've just been interrupted. Do you know, I'm a little bit lost. I'm a little bit lost for words this evening. I think it's because I'm so damn hot. So I know, obviously, you guys out there want to have a reading. Don't worry, it's coming. I want to quickly just talk to that, about that Paul McCartney song, you know, The Pipes of Peace. And I've always found it a fascinating track, actually. And obviously the video is really one that sort of makes you sort of gasp. It's one where obviously you've got the First World War, the Germans and the British. And on Christmas Eve, they sort of come out of the trenches and they shake hands and they play football together. And I actually watched a programme over here in the UK about the First World War. And this, you know, this actually happened. It didn't happen all the way along the front line, but it did happen in parts. And, you know, it was, apparently it was a sight to see, really. And it's sort of like, why did it happen, and why did it continue? I'm not talking about why did they shake hands, you know, because at the end of the day, they're human beings, you know, and they saw for one short period of time a union into something that they believed in. You know, the Germans were singing carols that then sparked off the British to sing carols. And that was in the evening. And on Christmas Day, you know, little white flags were being flown, and then, you know, they were showing themselves as unarmed and walking across no man's land, you know, to meet and greet their enemy, you know. And sometimes it was literally, you know, maybe 4 or 5 meters in front of them that the front line was reaching to. So it was, you know, if they could be so friendly, why continue? You know, but obviously they were men of war. And if anybody's actually seen War Horse, there's a part in it where the War Horse is actually injured in no man's land, and both the English and the Germans fight to save its life, you know. You know, it's just amazing. But it makes you think, is it worth it? Is it worth it? Are the wars worth it? Of course they're not. I'm just chatting to Grant as we speak. So that's why I wanted to talk to it. You know, it's, every year it gets played, and I think it's just fallen into one of those categories of being just a Christmas song, and it's lost its meaning to it. But actually, it shouldn't do, because it should be played loud, you know, on peace marches and so on, because it's such a great, you know, the Pipes of Peace. You know, let's all get together and have peace. You know, just be who we are together on this planet. So I know Mike's listening, okay? So we're going to go to Mike. I think we should bring Mike on, because I want to see where we're going with this, this singing bit and this laughing bit, because I know I am winning hands down with the sexiest voice, sexiest laugh and so on. So, you know, 3 out of 3 would be even better. let me see if he's there. If he's, I think he might have been chicking out. Mike, are you chicking out? Are you not coming on my show? Because you know you're going to get beaten hands down. No, see, he's chicking out.
Parts of peace, you know, let's all get together and have peace. Just be who we are together on this planet. So, I know Mike's listening, okay? So we're going to go to Mike. I think we should bring Mike on, because I want to see where we're going with this. This singing bit and this laughing bit, because I know I am really hands down with the sexiest voice, sexiest laughs and so on. So, you know, 3 out of 3 would be even better. Let me see if he's there. If he's, I think he might be chicken out.
not chicken out at all, there, Nick.
You're going to get beaten hands down.
Nick, that's not going to happen, mate.
Yeah.
No,
what's the
problem? Chicken out.
I didn't do chicken out, Nick. what's going on there?
Just be who we are together on this planet. So, I'm going to... I know Mike's listening. Okay, so we're going to go to Mike. I think we should bring Mike on.
Is that better, Nick? Can you hear yourself now?
Yeah, can you... Who's that?
Well, I just thought I'd sabotage your show for 5 minutes because you thought I was chickening out.
Oh, very nice. I'm still going pear-shaped as it is.
Well, no.
It's great. So you're all right?
Yeah. Even better now, you know, knowing that, you know, your voice is a little rusky, because now I know I'm definitely going to win you. Nick, you know, you are completely wrong. You know that, don't you?
I know I'm completely right.
No, you're completely wrong. I won by a landslide of the sexiest laugh.
No, not according to Pam, because apparently Pam, who's in the chat room...
You know, Pam can't have her nieces going around the school saying vote for Nick. You know, it's like a bit of an X Factor thing going on, but yeah, you know. And, you know, you can't have the kids of the school voting for you.
Of course you can.
Oh.
Look, even the lovely Kimber says Nick wins. Moi. See?
I'm sorry, Kimber. You're completely wrong. Sorry.
So I heard through the grapevine that you singing on your last show or being guided or taught by a certain member of our team.
Well, you know, he did give me some useful tips, actually. He really did.
Did he tell you to give up?
No, he actually told me to stand up and do it. And Nick, you know, when I sit down, it sounds like... Rrr, rrr, but when I stand up, it sounds like... Aah! Do you know what I mean? Much better. And I've chosen my song, Nick.
Have you already chosen, then? What song are you singing?
I shouldn't disclose this to you.
Why not? I could just listen back in the archives. Apparently, you were singing in your last show.
I mean, the thing is, it's a downloadable show. I'm going for Christmas number one this year, Nick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Really?
And I think that, you know, I may even get it.
Do you think you're better than Ryland?
Well, that's a simple answer to that one, isn't it? I reckon we should have a little go, Jill.
What, now? I don't even know what song we're going to sing.
Well, I tell you what, if I disclose to you what I'm going to sing, Nick, maybe you could have a little blast.
I think it might be a bit unfair because you've been practicing, and as you can hear, I've got a bit of a sore throat and a bit husky.
Well, let me just plug this in by you, yeah?
Thanks, go on.
There we are. I'm plugged in by you now, Nick, so there we are. See, even Mike DeWin, that's perfect. That is absolutely perfect. The chat, even in your own chat room, Nick, I'm winning.
Yeah, but what you've been doing is you're messaging all your friends.
I know why you're not winning. Oh, because Pam is not there. Oh, sorry, Nick. Mike, do win.
I'm fine. I know I'm going to win. It's not a problem.
You can't win by one vote, Nick.
But you know why I know I'm going to win?
Well, okay, 2 votes. Kimberly was a vote, yeah.
You know why I know I'm going to win?
Go on.
Spirit told me, and spirit never lie.
Well, you know, spirit told me I was going to win, and they don't lie to me. So there's a battle going on. I reckon I should disclose the song. I reckon we should say in the chat room now and ask them if I close the song,
is it Come On or something like that, or is it hang on, I reckon it's an American singer.
Go on, Nick. It's coming.
It's probably something like Sweet Caroline or something like that.
Oh, you've been listening, my sunshine, haven't you?
Hey, Caroline.
Go on. Hang on. I tell you what, I'll start playing a few little chords for you, and you can sing along, and then I'll have a little sing along, and then we can practice. I'll be quiet at your point, and you'll be quiet at my point. Is that a deal?
Do you know these people in the chat room? Do they know that I can kick them out of the chat room? Are they sure?
Yeah, but there's certain people you couldn't kick out today, Nick.
Sweet Caroline. God, I don't know the words.
I tell you what. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit for you, Nick. You sing along to it, then I'll sing along to it, and then they can have just a taste, and then we know then if we need to tweak a little bit, either way, back or forth, whether for you to like up your game or me to... Well, I can't think I'd have to up my game, but you know, you never know. So shall I play it? Why didn't we ask them in the chat room? Do they want us to play a few little chords for Nick to sing?
No.
Oh, you've already got him. Hearts, Nick, kiss. You ready, Nick?
No, I'm not ready.
Look, they're saying yes. They want you to sing, Nick.
No, you're not.
They are. Look, yes.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing. What? Is that the word? See,
that's how it goes. Where it began.
You can't read while you're singing. I've tried it. I'll tell you what. Hang on.
There we are. Right, you've got the first few lines up there. Right, so you can read it off that.
Yeah, I'll open up another browser.
Well, I've got it all here ready for you. I mean, I haven't got it, you know, just, you know, you won't have to sing on your own. You can sing along to Neil Diamond, how is that?
So I'm going to open up a browser and get the lyrics. So Lisa and I know what I'm singing to.
Okay, you open up the browser, you get yourself some lyrics. It's exactly like that, where it begun. I'm not going to go anymore. There we are, touch hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Like that, you know?
Please, Mike.
Warm up, that was Nick.
You sound like Zippity or George Av.
At least I don't sound like Donald Duck.
The house is rainbow flying high.
No, but when you sing, Nick, you do sound like this, right? You sound like...
Wow, Mike, you've got a bit of a sore throat. Oh, dear.
See? Man of many talents, me, Nick. You don't realise what you said, you know, what challenge you've thrown out.
Actually getting quite scared because I've got to sit on the plane with you.
Wow, for 2 hours.
Oh dear, what is that kind of...
We sing it in Donald Duck sounding.
I'm actually sitting down at the moment, all right?
Okay. Okay, now I'm going to play a few, okay? So you've got the lyrics in front of you, yeah?
Okay, no, don't play anything.
Okay.
Begin to know when... Was it?
Okay, go on.
Okay, right, ready? So I'm reading it on. Oh, isn't it spring? Came the summer. Who believe you'd come along?
Right in neck, you've read the words. Let's go. Ready?
Chin hands.
No, it's time.
Hello and welcome to the Mike David.
Why is that playing?
What are you? You're hacking my show.
No, I'm gonna do the Sweet Caroline for you. Okay, I'm playing it now. Just the first few chords for you, Nick. Go on.
Where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's growing strong.
But you're not singing, Nick.
No, I'm already got the music playing in my headphones, so I'm singing out without the music. So I'm even better than you think.
No. That was me playing that. No, you. Right, I'll start from the beginning again, and you need to sing along to it, Nick, just to give your fans in the chat room.
I need the words in front of me. Go on.
Okay, right, I'll start again. Start from the beginning, and then you need to sing along to it. I'll count you in, okay? So you don't have to be scared. Get ready. go.
Where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's...
You're still singing it.
Wrong. What? I am.
I hear you.
Trolls.
Okay, we'll start again, okay? Last time, Nick. Last time, okay? Ready?
People in the chat room. No. Before you stop.
Okay, I'm stopping. Go on.
Can you, guys in the chat room, can you actually hear me? So, I want a yes or no if you can hear me, because he keeps messing around with all the controls.
Can you hear Nick singing? No. There we are. Okay.
He's just messing around with the stuff.
I'm not. I'm only press and play.
Right.
I'm in no control of your volume. Nobody can hear you, Nick. Okay, should we go again?
I don't know the words. That's it. I need...
That's not me. I'm not playing that.
Playing anything.
Okay, that must be on Mr. P. That's Mr. P. Okay. Mr. P, let me push that button. Okay, ready, Nick? And go.
Where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring.
I don't know the rest of it.
Okay. Shall I have a go?
No. All right. Okay. Go on. Right, press play again because I've got the next bit up. Go on.
I'll start it again now.
Okay. So just carry on.
Start from the beginning.
Oh, Mike.
Right. Here we go. Start from the beginning. I start off where it began, okay? And I'll tell you when. 3, 2, 1, go!
Where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed to come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out.
Yes, go on, Nick. You had it then.
I need the music, man. Come on.
No, I think that's enough now. I think...
So you're scared now?
I am. I'm frightened, Nick. I don't know if I should do it now. Because that's my song I've chosen. I mean, you need to ask.
Hang on, they're saying in the chat room that they can't hear me.
Well, maybe we'll have to work on that for 2 weeks.
I think you're fiddling something here.
I know. What you need to ask now, the chat room, do they want me to sing it?
No. See, they're saying they can't hear it and you're messing around.
Because you're not doing anything.
I am.
You're not.
I am.
Well, if he was, then we would hear you. But we can't hear you.
Yeah, but you're messing around the controls.
Okay. Well, in the chat room, a great friend of mine is saying Spirit is stopping it. I believe that they are stopping you from singing, Nick, because you just ain't got a prayer.
No, I don't believe that.
Okay. Let's ask them in the chat. Do they want me to sing? Do you want Mike to sing a few chords? So that Nick can get scared. No. Oh, that's you, obviously, Nick. Oh, that's so funny. Yes. Oh, that's scary. Mm. Oh, and Mr. Producer does. Mr. Producer's already heard me, see, Nick.
Yeah, I know, but see, there's an unfair disadvantage because you've got controls.
Yeah, but I haven't. I've only got one control. Because obviously the show's been produced by Mr. P, by our wonderful Ken.
Yeah. I wonder where he is.
He has full control, I don't.
Oh, yeah, you carry on. Yeah, it's fine.
I'm just like you.
Right, so how can they hear me now? And when I was singing, they couldn't hear me.
Because it's played over the... I can turn it down a little, the music, so that it's not so loud, because maybe that's what it is. Shall I try that?
Oh, so you're cheating me. So you are cheating me.
No, I'm not. Right, I'm going to turn it down a little bit. Let me just stretch all the way over here. Down a little bit. Okay. So, let's see if this is a little bit too loud. See, now speak now, Nick. There we are, we can hear you now. Go for it.
Where it began, I can't begin to know when, but then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed?
I still can't hear you, Nick.
Mike, so people can't hear me.
I don't think they can, because I can't. And I'll be honest, I can't hear you.
I think it's very unfair to your oldest co-host, really, on Mike.
It's not. I think it's obvious, isn't it? Spirit, you were seeing the spirit said you go in. I think spirit has silenced you, mate.
I mean, there's fair play here, but
there's no unfair play. You know, we got quite a few judges coming in on the 23rd. Hello?
What on earth is that?
I don't know, but we've got quite a few judges coming in. We've got the wonderful, obviously, Grant Collier. I mean, he's got such a voice in him. Fair play. An amazing voice. He's going to be one of the judges. Sarah May is going to be a judge. Well, all of the hosts. Every host that we have on Mike's World FM is going to be a judge.
On what then?
On the 23rd.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And we've got, you remember Sarah from America, from Florida.
Yeah.
Sarah, so she's come on as a judge as well.
Right.
And they're all going to, judge us, plus the chat room. We're going to have judges. So really, it's going to be exactly like the X Factor, Nick, okay? We'll be doing our bit. And
yeah.
Of the panel.
I feel something's going to happen here.
The what?
I just feel like, I think maybe there would be a bit of cheating going on here.
No. There's no underhanded issues going on here.
Well.
Issues. Actually, Grant has said he is going to be Simon Cowell. He's going to be the one that's going to be like saying, boys, give it up.
Right.
Okay. And the chat room will be the audience. And everybody listening, they can type in the chat room or on our Facebooks and tell us, the winner. Like the fourth judge on the X Factor.
Right.
So, yeah. It's going to be fun. We're going to have to work on this thing that about, hey, can you hear me? Because you're not singing.
Singing. And was I singing?
No, you were trying.
Oh.
Nice one, Ellen. I reckon I should give you a blast now, because everybody wants to know in the chat room.
You
ready for this, Nick?
Go on.
Okay. Don't get upset, mind, okay?
You carry on, mate.
Okay. No crying, Nick, okay?
Not crying?
Okay.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then when I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, and spring became the summer. Who would have believed it all along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Come on, Nick, you joining this, right?
Sweet Caroline, the times never seem so good.
I better stop there, because I know your chat room is obviously all going to vote for me.
I know, Mike's singing, apparently. Apparently. But
that was me singing there, Nick.
So.
You don't believe that was me singing that?
No, Helen was asking, is that a cat being strangled?
I'm obviously going to win. You can back out, Nick.
No. It's just, you know, you carry on.
No, you can back out if you want. I don't
back
mind.
Out. No. I'm not gonna back out. There's no reason to back out. I don't.
Do you remember in the beginning you was making that noise? Remember that noise you was making to me?
No, I don't. Hey, if I was a chicken, I wouldn't have sung tonight. But
okay.
Yeah, when you have the master controls to do stuff, mate, you carry on.
Okay, well, maybe then we should do this. How is this for a deal? Because you think I'm messing around. And I genuinely, because, you know, I love you dearly. You are my brother, okay? I would never do that to you, Nick.
Actually, I've had a really strange message, actually, okay, from Fire Facebook saying, you are the winner. Couldn't tell the difference between you and Norsica.
Well, maybe, right? Maybe. Well, you know, that's up to you. But maybe, what about... No, Ken, we're not going to choose a different song. That's my song. That's my choice.
Well, actually, do you know what? I think I might be actually singing a George Michael song.
That's okay. That's fine.
So there.
So I'm going to sing Sweet Caroline. So tell me what George Michael song you're going to sing.
I'm actually looking for it now, so just hang on a second.
Okay. And then you can sing along to it, see? You can give us a little taste.
Yeah, but it's going to take a little while for me to find it. So
it does say in your chat room, Nick, that Nick wins.
See?
Actually, it says it twice by the same person. You win. That is?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, we'll have to wait until Brichter comes on a little bit later. Brichter from Norway. Because
she's coming on the show as well, is she?
Well, you know, as you know, in Norway, they enjoy the entertainment. They enjoy the singing. And as you know, I was singing karaoke when I was out there. So Brichter's already here. The terrible voice I have that fortunately Grant Collier is like, give me a bit of direction.
Oh, right, okay.
Because I tell you what I was going to sing. I was going to sing the Kurt Stiders one.
Yeah.
You know, you're all that matters to me.
Right.
You know, the one, you're all that matters. And I thought, no, that doesn't sound good enough.
Really? Is that your singing voice?
Yeah, the singing voice is just... I mean, you know, we're not singers, Nick, are we?
No.
You know, I don't profess to be.
I find it's being George Michael's track.
Do you want some help?
No. I think if it's the one I'm thinking of, it'd be called They Won't Go When I Go.
They Won't Go Where I Go.
They Won't Go When I Go.
Oh, When I Go, okay.
It's a slow but passionate song.
Okay. Now, does Helen agree with you to sing that? Because I think Helen's going to be like your main mentor in this.
My mentor? Have you heard Helen sing?
I bet she sounds really sweet when she sings.
So,
are you still looking?
No, I found it.
Oh, okay. Come on, give us a blast.
No. No. I'm looking for it now on YouTube.
Okay.
So, yeah, it'd be hang on, I'm finding it. Ask Ken to actually download it then.
Well, you just did. Ken, if you download that song, whichever one it was called, what was it called, Nick?
They Won't Go When I Go.
They Won't Go When I Go by
George.
Was it by George Michael?
Yeah.
Maybe we could have a little sing-off towards the end to, like, practice. How was that?
Yeah, but, yeah.
And then I can't be accused, then, of...
They won't go when I go. There you go.
Oof, I like that. See, maybe at the end of the show, we could have a little 5 minutes there and do, see what's happening.
Maybe. I'm actually listening to the track at the moment. It's actually it's quite for sure. The innocent was the for sure. There you go. It's that sort of lyric. It's really, really strong. It's for fun. They will never see the sun.
Can just imagine that plane ride. Can you imagine? Go on, you do that bit again.
Oh, hang on. I need to rewind it, but hang on.
Rewind it.
So listen, I need to have the music play.
Okay. Before you play it, okay, I need everybody to imagine.
You what?
Need everybody to imagine this. Me and Nick Humphries sat on a plane without headphones on. Nick doing his bit, and me doing mine. So when you're ready, Nick.
Okay. Right, go on.
Well then, so it's going to sound like this on the plane.
Hang on, I'm just getting a bit together. Saying just for fun.
Begin.
Let's see the sun.
Flying. Can you people
there's a ain't no you, boy.
Oh, Caroline. It's going to sound dreadful, Nick, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to sound great, mate.
It's going to sound the best, I've got to be honest. We have got an idea, it says, an idea.
Right.
And the idea is that we can download from YouTube and use YouTube Chatter, whatever that is. I'm not technical like that, Nick. I don't know about you.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. But yeah.
It's a bit beyond me, that is. I don't know what that means.
Right.
Please don't get your daytime jobs. You got that one right? We're not going to give up on daytime jobs, Nick, are we?
I'm still listening to this track. It's great.
Well, maybe we could have a hit number one between us, the Mike Davis and the Nick Humphries Medium shows. And, you know, everybody downloads them.
We should go around. Maybe we should go into studio and do that. Sing. Do a record.
Well, we know what studio we can go into.
I tell you what, we've got a year to plan it, right? But I reckon that we could probably release next year's Christmas number one.
Yes, we should do that. And we could, you know, we've got a year to plan this.
Yeah, we have.
And we can go into the studio, into the captain's studio.
Yep.
Our co-founder of Mike Spirit FM, Captain Quincy. Go into the studio and we could sing it and then put it up on iTunes. I'm sure that somebody in this chat room would know to do that because I'm not technical minded, as I said. And we could hit number one.
I reckon we should do like a Christmassy track.
Okay, like what?
Rocking around the Christmas
tree. That one. I know it.
I don't know. Maybe we should allow the listeners to choose what track.
Okay.
Release for Christmas next year.
What about Christmas time? Mistletoe and wine.
No.
Okay.
Get
involved and let us know what to sing that you would want to download and to make me and Nick Christmas number one next year. 2013, Nick.
Yeah, definitely next year.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think that we should have the captain behind us on the drums because he's good on the drums. Well, he's a drummer. He'd make us sound good.
Helen said Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Okay, but we can change the lyrics a bit. Here it goes.
Yeah, go on.
Reindeer had a very shiny nose. Yeah?
Yeah.
So we Nick the Rudolph Reindeer. He had a very shiny nose. Like that?
No.
Okay. There we are. We've got it in the chat room. Charity song from you, Mike, and Nick. Love it.
Absolutely.
Love it. And I think all the proceeds should go to charity, Nick.
Yep. I'm down. I'm up for that, definitely.
Okay. So next year, okay, we'll have a little blast. And we can go into the studio and we'll record something. Maybe we can make up some of our own lyrics to go along with a song.
Like Christmas. That one.
No.
Why not?
Because it doesn't sound nothing like that. It doesn't sound like that, Nick.
Christmas
it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. That doesn't sound like it either, does it?
What about the Band-Aid track? We could do it's Christmas time. But I reckon it's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. So I reckon we should do that.
Yeah, we got a whole year to do this.
But yeah.
So we'll have our sing off, okay? And there we are, I've got it. Nick has just come to me like a flash, like a big light bulb, right? We'll have our sing off, and whoever wins the sing off this coming, well, not this Sunday, it's Sunday after. So it's a week Sunday. Yep. Whoever wins the sing off will have the lead part in our Christmas number one, hopefully next year.
Jerome, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but it would be fun though, Nick, wouldn't it? Can you imagine us going on tour to sing our songs?
I can see the video to the song right now.
It's what, with a tambourine clapping, like a woo, woo. We need to have Marley, the dog Marley, in the video.
Yeah, okay.
He's white, isn't he?
Yeah.
Big white boxer dog.
All I want for Christmas is you.
You, yeah, that could be good.
I'm just trying to think of Christmas tracks. Come on, guys in the chat room, listen.
Well, we've already got the name of the song, because it's been typed. BTR, Mike Spirit FM hosts charity song.
Oh, we could do Little Donkey, Little
Donkey on a dusty road. It's that one.
Coming out of a pub, a donkey.
Okay, what about this one? Little Molly, Little Molly on a dusty road.
Helen's just said away in a manger, that one, but I don't know how it goes.
No, that's embarrassing because we don't know where. We'd end up going, away in a late in the crib. Can you imagine?
I know. Terrible.
I know.
Terrible.
Mind you, it'd be better than some of our number ones, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Okay, so...
I've got to say this before anything else, right? Congratulations to the man, James Arthur, for winning the X Factor.
What a voice.
Absolute, what a voice.
What a voice.
Absolute natural.
So, oh, definitely.
He's around my house next week. He's coming around. He's going to give you some... No, we're going to have a bit of a jam. No, I'm joking.
But what you want to do, Nick, is to get him in on the 23rd. But anyway, let me get back to the 23rd, because what I was going to say to you, why don't we make it more interesting and you come up to Studio One and we'll do this thing off together here in Studio One, so then you can't accuse me of fixing anything.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a good idea? 23rd, Studio One, Mike, Nick.
That's a Sunday.
Well, you challenged me that day.
Okay, well, I'll come to yours then.
Okay, and then you're going to come here. And Studio One. And then we can do our bit here. We can sing. Do our sing-off. And then I'll actually get a trophy ready. And then whoever wins on the night will be presented with that trophy by whoever else comes. Maybe we can get a captain in as well.
I reckon, I was going to say, maybe we can get the captain in because he's got a better mic than you have. And, it's Studio One. I think it'd be good.
Okay, so we're going to bring the captain in. Okay, I can sort that out.
Now wondering whether or not I should sing It's Beginning to Feel a Lot Like Christmas for my challenge track, actually. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas. Yeah, I reckon.
But you can't sing Neil Diamond because that's my song. Okay.
I don't want Neil Diamond, thank you very much. You can keep Neil Diamond. Neil Diamond's a great singer. And
he's a fantastic singer.
He is a fantastic singer, but he's not my thing.
Cup of tea.
Yeah, for singing, it's not my cup of tea.
Okay. I think our listeners want you to go to readings now, Nick.
You know what? You might as well stay on.
Why?
Well, you've taken up rather a long time on my show. You might as well come in. Yeah. No, anyway, I'm going to go to readings.
Me? I can't.
Yeah, I am going to go to readings. Would you like to join me for readings, or...?
I'd love to join you for readings, Nick.
Okay. Because then on the 23rd, I can obviously do readings on your show.
In Studio One?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
Okay, well, you bring him in.
Okay, so what we do is we will go to the telephone lines. Let's let's jump straight in. I was going to play a track. Or should we play a track first and then go?
I'll tell you what. Why don't I play Neon Diamond and I'll have a blast all the way through it. And then we go to the phone lines.
My listeners have had enough of your singing. I'm having messages via Facebook saying, please, just shut him up.
Okay. What about if we have the messages in Facebook? In our chat room. Do you want me to sing the next song to you, or do you want Mr. Producer? You need to be quick. Type in there. Me singing Neil Diamond along with Neil Diamond, obviously, because it sounds bad on his own. Or do you want Or do you want Nick to play another song? We've got a good track,
and it's actually been a dedication as well.
It's already one yes.
Yeah, I've had somebody ask if I play a dedication.
Sing.
Nick. No, you don't want singing.
That's what they're saying. And no. Okay, Mr. Producer, play that track. Not me, sadly.
Where it began, I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulder. How can I hurt when holding you? One, touching one.
Caroline, not the track that I was intending, because we have got a dedication tonight for a friend that's emailed. Obviously, if you want a song dedicated to anybody that's past or present, okay, please just email info@nick-humphreys.com and we will endeavour to play it in one of our shows. Okay, so we know Mike is online. He sabotaged half my show, so we're going to go to some readings, and I know Mike is listening. He's going to join in as well. So, I believe the first caller is Brandy.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for being patient and waiting.
Oh, no problem. I enjoyed the singing. I had it on speakerphone, and the kids were dancing.
Okay. So did you hear me sing?
I couldn't hear you sing. No.
Yeah. See, I was being sabotaged.
No, you wasn't being sabotaged, Nick. It's just you wasn't singing.
Just singing. I was absolutely singing.
Mike, you do a really good job. You should be a Neil Diamond impersonator.
Oh, thank you so much, Brandy. And remember, next year,
Brandy,
download it. Because me and Nick is going to do Christmas number one next year. All for charity.
Okay. That's great.
So, Brandy, where are you calling from, sweetheart?
I'm calling from South Carolina.
South Carolina. And how can we help you this evening?
I was just calling to see if any spirits were coming through for me.
Right. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to pass you, since you're a fan of the lovely Mike, I'm going to pass you over to Mike to do a reading for you. But I will jump in also, okay? So just, Mike, do you want to take over?
Yeah, the pleasure will be all mine, Nick. Thank you, Brandy, for calling. And you know, thank you for being patient there with us. okay. Brandy, I'm aware of someone that draws close there to you, okay? I'm aware of a lady, first of all, that brings her presence there to you. I believe that this lady would link to your mum's side of your family of when she was here with us. I know as she comes a little bit closer here to me, I believe I want to wrap my arms around you like a mother or a grandmother would of when they was here with us. I believe I've either got your mum or your grandmum from the spirit world here. Now, this lady tells me that when she passed home to the spirit world there, that she would have been kind of like... I believe the latter part of her life was very difficult for her. I believe that she struggled, she battled on in life. I believe that there was many illnesses with her, and I believe it was like one thing after another. It was like a multitude of things that was going on with this lady before she passes there. She does make me aware that she was confined towards the end of her life, as almost as she was restricted. She wasn't able to get up and about a little towards the end of her life. I believe that she was, as I said, very restricted before she passed on to the spirit world. She tells me about that she had to keep taking her medication, her tablet, she keeps saying to me. Do you understand of this lady there?
Yes, that sounds just like my grandmother, which is my mom's mom, who passed recently.
Bless her, okay. And would I be right in saying to you that when she was here with us, that she was a very much of a loving kind of a lady? She always would have like wanted to express love to you and to the family?
Yes.
Okay, because that's exactly what she's come to do, is to express love to the family, and she wants to be around you at the moment. And she tells me that as she's been in your life, there's been lots of tears, there's been lots of hurt, there's been a little bit of upset in your life. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And see, she tells me as the tears has been rolling down your face, she's been there trying to dry them up. And I believe that your grandmother, when she was here with us, that's what she would have done. She would always make good of any bad situation. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
And she, and for some reason, she wants me to say to you that, you know, it's like a new start, a new beginning. There's something that's changing in you, or have already changed in your life, that's making you feel a little bit more excited at the moment. Do you feel that excitement at the minute there, Brandy?
I guess I feel like, you know, that this new year coming is going to be a good year. I think trying things positive. My father passed right before my grandmother, so that's been really hard on my family and I, because that was very unexpected. So, but as time goes on, it does seem to get a little bit better.
Okay, because I know that she makes aware that there's like a little bit of excitement that's coming in there. And I believe I want to say that you, that those that's closest to you has been supporting you so much, has been giving you the direction in your life that you're looking for at the moment. And that's what's giving you the edge to keep going. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Now, I know I need to say to you that as soon as we get the end of this year out of the way, which, you know, it really is upon us, really, isn't it? You know, the end of this year, 2012, is almost gone. But I want to say, you know, as 2013 starts, I know I want to say to you that there's going to be so much more excitement, so much more encouragement there coming from your grandmother and from a whole host of other people in the spirit world. Now, I'm asking for your dad to come through because I know you just said that he has passed. Now, would I be right in saying that your dad, when he passed, it was very sudden with your dad, is that right?
Yes, he got sick, and it wasn't much longer after that that he passed away.
Okay. And would I be right in saying it to you that it's almost as if your dad, within, like, see, he makes me feel as if there's something went wrong, something within one of my organs, and, you know, it was difficult to try and pull myself back from it. I believe it was only a few weeks, months, it wasn't long, that not long after he passed. Does that make sense that you with your dad?
Yes.
Bless him, because I know that I've got your dad that comes through here, okay? And see, as your dad comes through, I believe I would just want to say here to you about, would I be right in saying about my balance wasn't right with your dad? Because I feel, because I'm actually still stood up from singing, see, because this is what Grant Collier taught me, you have to stand up. So I'm still up on my feet. And I believe I just want to be all like, I want to wobble and I feel as if I want to fall over. And I believe this is how your dad comes through. Do you understand this?
Well, he wound up getting pancreatic cancer, and when he found out he had it, it was in the last stages. So he only had a few months, but he became very weak, and, you know, from a strong person that he was and very, you know, always worked out and stuff, lost so much weight, and, you know, it probably hurt him to walk and dizzy from medicine and things like that.
Bless him, because I know that's exactly the way he makes me feel, as if I'm all dizzy and I feel I could fall. And I believe that this is the way that he comes through there, Few Brandy, okay? Nick, do you want to join in there?
Typically, as you're linking in, I was picking up the lady in spirit, the grandmother. Also, I want to say to you, Brandy, as well, that standing next to your grandmother in spirit, because spirit is universal, so that's why Mike can see spirit and I can also see the same spirit. But I do also see the grandfather standing next to your grandmother that's in spirit. You understand this?
Yes.
Sweetheart, and also he is talking about, he's got his arms wrapped around her, okay, and he's saying that she is better now, she is better, okay? I didn't really listen to all of what Mike was saying, but I don't want anything to be fed in the same way, okay? But you understand why he's saying that she's better?
Yes, well, she, towards the end, she did get sick, you know, she was sick always, she had problems with her heart, and but then, you know, the last few months of her life, she wound up going in the hospital, and it was like always one thing after another. And, you know, she really hated that, having to be stuck in that hospital, and then she eventually passed away, so.
Okay, sweetheart. Bless your heart. Also, grandfather here, okay, I don't expect names, but for some reason, he's given me a name of Tim around you. Tim, the name Tim. I don't know if what it's for, but that's the name he's given. I don't feel it's him, okay, but there's a name of Tim coming around you. But also, when I grandfather, he showed me about his eyesight. So do you understand that with your father, that he would have had a condition around the eyes as well with him?
Around my dad?
But around your grandfather, this is.
Oh, I'm not too sure. He passed away before I was born, so I'm not 100% sure.
He's also carrying on from this as well, because he's just saying to me as well that you need to look closely, okay? There's something going on around you at the moment where you need to look closely, and I feel it's paperwork. You need to look between the lines. You're about to sign something, he tells me as well. Do you understand this? You're about to sign either a document or a contract or something like that. Do you understand this?
No, I'm not too sure what that could be.
Can you give me a bit more? Right, thank you. He said it's to do with a work environment, okay? A work environment. You're going to have to be asked to be signed something, okay? You need to look between the lines, okay, to make sure actually everything is as it should be. Okay, so this is coming into. He's also talking to me about the early part of next year is quite important for you as well, where there'll be a shift or a change of energy. I know, obviously, 2013 is going to be about this for everybody, but for you, sweetheart, okay, it's going to be quite an impact in your family circle as well. Okay, so do you understand where he comes from with this?
I'm not too sure, but that sounds like it'll be something good.
Yeah, it's something that's coming in. Say again. Right, thank you. I know you don't know much about him, okay, but he's also given me stiff legs. He's saying to me, my legs are stiff, okay? So he would have had a... Right, thank you. But he's talking to me about your father with this. Would you understand this? This leg, father. Do you understand why he's saying it?
With my father, the last 2 months of his life, his legs swell up really bad with fluid from the cancer, and it was hard for him to walk. I mean, you wouldn't believe how big his calves and everything got from, I guess, the chemo or whatever did it. But yes, his legs, he was in a lot of pain with his legs.
Legs really, like, and they hurt and so on. Okay, what's that then? Right, okay. Also, we can hear in the background that there's kids in the background, okay? But he's talking about the joy that they bring, because it's not just you that they bring joy to, it's others around you that they bring joy to. But he's also going towards your mum as well, okay? So mum is around on the earth plane, okay? That's correct, isn't it? Your mum is still here on the earth plane?
Yes, she is.
Okay. Right. So he's talking about there's also a worry around mum. Is that correct? He's talking a worry. Thank you. There's a very emotional time at the moment with her, okay? And there's a worry from spirit world about her because she's... do you understand this?
Yes, she's you know, it's been a really hard time for her with losing my dad, and also a lot of financial troubles that when he left, she's been left with a lot of financial burden, so she's just trying to keep everything together in that sense as well.
They're also talking about medication with her as well, but I don't feel it's medication to make her better. I feel it's medication to make either to help her sleep or something like that, so like sleeping pills or something else around her. You understand this?
Not that I'm aware of.
You need to find out about this because she needs to... thank you. I'm being told that she needs to stop what she's doing. Okay, so it's like she's taking tablets to help her sleep or to calm her nerves or something like that. Okay, so it's like that. So it's not a warning. It's just asking, like, see if mum's okay.
Okay.
I'm going to leave. Okay. With Mike and your lovely grandfather here that I've got here, please take their love from the spirit world and know that. And also, you can listen to the vibes of Mike FM to your reading, okay?
I will. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Sweet. Thank you very much for joining. And to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
And Merry Christmas from me to you as well.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Caller? Should we go to our next caller?
Yeah, why not? Let's go straight to the next caller, Nick.
Straight in. I'm not sure who the next caller is, but we'll go straight to the next caller anyway. Are you there?
I think it's Tammy, isn't it?
This is Tammy.
Hi, Tammy.
How are you?
Hi.
See, Nick, I'm psychic.
You must be.
I'm looking forward to your competition.
Oh, thank you, Tammy. Well, you know, Tammy, who do you think is the clear winner?
I'm not going to say.
Well, you know, there's nothing like putting you on a spot there, Tammy, you know?
Nothing like that at all.
There's not.
So, Tammy, can you tell us where you are? Whereabouts are you from?
New Mexico.
Okay, cool. And how can we help you this evening?
I was just wanting a general reading from my guides that come through.
Okay. Your guides, but certainly ask for spirit to come forward and see what we get. Okay, and as I'm talking to you now, I'm actually being drawn to a lady that's in spirit that's connected to you, okay? I want to go to mum's side of the family, and I do feel actually it's a bit strong. It's like strong because it's it feels like mum, but actually it could be grandmother, so it could be that a real strong link or grandmother that was more like a mum to you. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, and she's telling me... She's standing with one hand on her hip and one hand on her head, and she's saying, my oh my, okay, that's her words, my oh my, isn't there a lot to do? So she's talking to me about the fact that there's lots of things going on around you, and it seems like you feel like there's lots of things that you need to get on with. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. But she's also then just given me a puzzle. She's talking to me about a puzzle that's like you're puzzled about what to do or how to get about. You understand what she means by this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. She just said to me as well, this is to do with work, it's to do with the home environment, it's to do with the love cycle as well. You understand what she means by this? It's like the whole thing.
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. She's just said to me, tell her she needs to do one thing at a time, okay? One thing at a time. What's that to do with? Right, okay. She's drawing my attention to your love environment, okay? And she's telling me that if it's the right relationship, okay, they would be willing to wait. I have to give it as she's saying, willing to wait. So there's like, I don't know what it is. It's like there's something going on around the relationship. You understand?
Yes.
It's almost like. Can you give me a bit more? Okay, thank you. It's almost as if, and she's just said to me, he's like, there's like a pressure around the relationship. That's what she said. Do you understand this? There's a pressure around the relationship.
I just don't understand what the pressure is.
Okay, let's work on this then. Okay. Okay. Because you're actually in a relationship at the moment, are you not?
Can you say that again?
In a relationship at the moment.
Kind of off again, on again.
Okay. Because she's talking about he's making you try to make you do things that you're not happy with or you can't get your head around. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And every time he's saying, every time he does it, you feel less and less of yourself, less and less of your own person. And it's almost like you're losing parts of you. Does that make sense to you as well?
Yes, it does.
Her words quite strongly are, you need to be yourself. Okay, do not change. She's saying, do not change. Because you've already changed part of yourself to be with this person. And actually, this person isn't quite right. Okay, as in, I'm not saying they're quite right to you. Okay, but they're not quite right in their actions towards you. Thank you. Because this has had an on effect on your work and your home environment. It's like, thank you. She's telling me that you've been getting moody as well. You understand this?
Yes, just kind of distracted because there's so much to do.
She's saying that you need to do one thing at a time. You can't do all the things at once. Okay. She's talking to me. She says there's a grandfather here as well that's actually really strong gentleman, quite and slender by the looks of it, thank you, and he's telling me that he went to spirit with a complaint to his chest. I feel it's probably cancer or something like that. Oh, thank you. He's giving me lung and cancer to his chest. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He's coming forward and he's pointing at me. He's like, do you tell her just to be, thank you, these words are on your own. Okay, in your own words. Right, thank you. Because you need to be happy, he's just said. Okay, you need to be happy. Right, and talk about your style of life is not how it's meant to be. Sweetheart, you're telling me that you've missed out on an opportunity. You've missed out on an opportunity to do like a work environment as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Right, but he is saying that he's like, don't worry, this opportunity is going to be offered to you again, okay? He's given me the month of May, the month of June, that are quite important as well. These could be anniversaries, could be death, marriages, or passings, or some sort, okay? Do you understand?
There's supposed to be a death or something?
Well, no, if they give months, it could be that it could be an anniversary or something. It could be a birthday.
Oh.
A wedding, or a passing, even. Okay, but
okay.
Do you understand? Month and
yes,
June.
Yes, I do.
Okay. Yes. I have to say, he's a really good character, and this gentleman is one that you would go to for a stern word. You know, he would tell you exactly how it is. okay? And he's telling me this is what you need to do because you're not actually talking. You're not doing what you need to do, and that's speaking your mind. Thank you. He's telling me that you're being pressured and being it's like submissive. You're being very submissive. You understand this?
Yes. I don't have a choice. He dismisses me sometimes.
Yeah. You don't need to be like that. You need to just you just need to be yourself. Okay?
Okay.
Mike, do you want to come on this?
Yeah, most certainly, Nick. okay. Now, I was busy typing away there, Tammy, so I wasn't really listening, Nick, sorry. I do apologize. But people want us to get a single out. You know, they really do for Christmas next year, and, you know, I'm really up for that. But, Tammy, let me get my teeth in. Let me just go in to see what I have here for you, Tammy.
Okay.
And, you know, I know Nick picked up on a lady there with you, okay, and I know that I've got a lady as well. And I know that the lady I have, I don't know if it's the same that Nick picked up there with you, but I know that this lady comes close and she makes me aware that every time the spirit world gives me my stomach, it always results in like a cancer, okay? So would you understand of a lady that passed home to the spirit world with like a cancerous kind of a condition there?
Yes, in the stomach, yes.
Okay, bless her. Okay, because I know that I'm really, you know, if you could only see me now, I'm holding onto my stomach so tight. I know it's given me so much terrific amount of pain that I'm feeling here, and so uncomfortable. And she makes her way, never mind whether I sat, stood, lay down, it was still uncomfortable, and there was no other way, you know, that she could deal with this. I know that it was quite horrific for her, may I say that, before she passed. And I know that she brings this forward just to be recognized. So this would be a lady that would link to your mum's side, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, bless her. Okay, because I know that she comes forward and she just wants to settle there with you there, Tammy. And obviously, you know, all this pain and all this suffering is gone, okay, because we carry it over with us so that we can be recognized, but we are free from that the minute that we go home to the spirit world.
Okay.
So I know as she comes close that she wants to just be remembered. And she says to me that it's important why she comes through with you at the moment. So you would understand the importance why she would come through tonight. Would you understand of that? Whether it be like a birthday or an anniversary of something at the moment. Do you understand of this there, Tammy?
Let me think about that. Yes, I think so.
Okay, bless her. Okay,
because I know that the passing, yes.
Oh, bless her. Okay, because I know that she just wants to bring that forward. Now, I know as well that she talks to me here about that in your life at the minute that you feel a little bit unhappy in your vibration at the moment. Is that right?
I just feel, I don't know how to say it, just scattered.
Okay, because she makes me aware. See, if it is that you're a little bit scattered, then that's fine. Because she talks to me about being unhappy a little bit here, and she says to me, you know, you're trying to do everything for everyone. Do you understand this? You feel as if you're being pulled from one place to the next, and everybody wants a little piece of Tammy at the moment. Do you understand that?
Most definitely.
Okay. See, and it's pulling you down a little there, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Bless you, okay, because I know it's pulling you down a little. You know, Tammy, I understand the way you're feeling, perfectly fine, you know. It's difficult, okay, but be rest assured, you know, leave your thoughts with the spirit world and let them deal with it, because that's exactly what I do every single time things happen in my life. And, you know, just leave it with them. And recently, you know, something's happened in my life. I've left with the spirit world. And, you know, you never know what develops, dear, and you never know what the spirit world has in store for us. And just let them see, Tammy. I know that you are aware of spirit yourself. There, is that right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. See, because I'm being told that you are aware of spirit, and in some way, there, Tammy, would I be right in saying to you that you're able to connect with the spirit world?
Yes.
Ah, right. Okay. Now it all makes sense to me, because I know I'm being made aware of linking to the spirit world, talking to the spirit world. I know I'm aware of lots of things that's going on in your vibration there. Okay. And I want to see to you, it's getting stronger. Do you understand that it's getting stronger?
Most definitely.
because I know I'm being told it's getting stronger and it's deepening and it's heightening there with you. And, you know, that always pleases me, Tammy. It really does. I love watching people work. I love watching people develop. And I love watching people giving fantastic communications, you know, just like Nick does. And like all the other hosts as well, you know. They're all fantastic. They really are. And you know, I love them all dearly. For the way that they work, and I know that there's a bright light shining around you that I know that will shine bright very, very soon, okay? I want to say to you that you have to stop pushing yourself down first, because, you know, I know that you are your own worst enemy for that. Is that right?
Yes.
Ah, okay.
I wish I'd quit telling you all that. No, I'm just kidding.
Sorry?
No, I was just kidding.
All right, okay, okay. See, because I know that I want to say to you there about you must stop putting yourself down, because, you know, we are all at the same level, okay? It's not I'm in front of you or Nick is in front of me. I believe that we're all at one level and we're all creating a balance as we go forward, okay? You know, I'm no better than anyone else, okay? Certainly not. But I know what I want to bring forward there to you, that you are just as equal as every one of us. You know, the only difference is some of us may understand it a little bit more. And I believe that, you know, you have a wonderful understanding of the spirit world. You have a perfect communication of the spirit world. And I know that you will go forward. You will work hard at it. Do you understand of this?
Yes, I do work hard.
Ah, bless. Okay. Well, Tammy, thank you very much for calling in. Okay.
Thank you.
Nick, I'm going to put this back to you, mate.
Yeah, okay, thanks, Mike. That's great, great link. Just before we finish this link and this reading, okay, I've been given rainbows, okay, and I've been listening to what Mike was saying. Obviously, it's great to hear that obviously you can link to spirit and you get information, but is it right, because I'm being told by this gentleman that's still here with me, that actually you ask a question and then you see a ray of colours or a rainbow? Do you understand this?
Yes.
Wow.
Pictures.
Okay, that's fantastic. He's also talking to me about flashes of light. So you see flashes, it's almost like you see side on images of things as well. So that's right. Right, thank you. But also, I did say it as well, that you need to stop. I didn't say you need to stop putting yourself down, which you do. Okay, but also, this grandfather is talking to me about you, because you drive quite far as well. You drive all over the place, don't you?
Yes.
Okay. And also, when you're driving, you're getting distracted as well. You sort of lose focus of what you're doing. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Because he's telling me you need to be a bit more alert and a bit more careful whilst you are driving. Okay. Thank you. And he's just told me as well that there's already been a near miss with you as well. Do you understand this?
Yes.
And it's almost, he said to me just then that you had to pull over and you had to sort of compose yourself and then carry on with your journey. You understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, you really do need to take care, okay? And, you know, remember what he's saying as well, is the fact that you need to do one thing at a time, okay? If you do too much, you lose focus on what's important. So you need to do one thing. Do the most important. Don't worry about spirit, because spirit will work with you at the speed that you need to work, okay? Until obviously everything else around you is cleared up, and then it moves a little bit faster, okay? So I'm going to be careful, but thank you so much for phoning in this evening.
Okay, thank you.
And please take the love from the spirit world as well, and just keep doing it and work with spirit, because it's great.
Okay, thank you so much. Appreciate your help.
Goodbye. And wow, a lot. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you. How sweet is she? How sweet? How lovely.
No, Nick, absolutely perfectly sweet. You know, I love watching people develop. I really do. And you know, I really send all my energy to her, because, you know, that's what we need to do. You know, even though, Nick, we can have a laugh, we can have a joke. You know, we can have sing-offs, we can have we've got a sexist laugh, but what the main thing is here is spirit, isn't it? You know, and how compassionate
are
about the way we work. And you know, there's no one I love working with more than working with yourself, Nick. I really do.
Oh, that's great, Mark, and likewise. You know, it's. But the strangest thing is that me and you have yet to work on stage together or platform.
Well, Nick, it's not going to be long because I know that February we are. Well, all of February, I think that in my diary it's Nick all over the place. You know.
I am really absolutely looking forward. I'm looking forward to everything. I'm looking forward to the laugh, the sing off, the you know, even like the world's sexiest laugh, or you know, it's just gonna be good fun, good companionship, you know, good brotherhood, and so on. So
definitely, you know, even though that this thing started out as a joke, and you know, it still is a joke. You know, it's fun. You know, I love having fun, and I've always said, you know, when I work with Spirit, I want to have fun. And that's exactly what it is. It's fun. But, you know, I'm seriously thinking really hard. And, you know, I do want to do this thing maybe next year and, you know, do a sing together, not just me and you, but everyone. You know, people can download it. You know, I just had a lovely message, and I'm going to read this message out to you. And it says that it was a wonderful idea about the charity disc. With the both of you singing and all of the singers from the Mike Spirit FM team, maybe we could put on the CD and take it to our local radio stations. And you know, I think that's fantastic, you know, as a charity CD. And not just that, people can download the show, as we all know. They can cut the show up to get, like, the parts of their own reading, but they can cut that show up and download that CD. And, you know, as we reach out to so many people around the world, Nick, here right on Mike Spirit FM, wouldn't it be fantastic if people could take the CD to their local radio stations or to whoever it may be to maybe get some airplay of it on their local terrestrial radios. And, you know, every penny raised will go to charity. You know, isn't that fantastic? You know, what started as a joke that can end in a beautiful way?
I think it is. I think it's a fantastic idea, you know, that we've come up together within this show of mine. So, but yeah, I think we should do it. I really think we should do it, and to raise the money and give it all to charity.
I think so, and I think between not just between us as hosts, but between everyone of our chat rooms, everyone of our listeners can like put somewhere where they would like to see the money go, whether it be for children or for cancer or for any charity. You know, the most places that we get told about, maybe we could send the money to them, you know, and not have any, not even deal with any money, you know, that we agree that, you know, we get wherever, send the money to the charity, because, you know, I love doing things for charity, Nick. I know that you share the same passion as me within that.
Actually, do you know, Mike, talk about charities, and I know we're coming to the very close of the end of the show, but me and Helen were talking about charities, and I haven't decided what charity it's for yet. This is something completely different, okay? But it would be a charity of my choice, okay? But I want to raise in the region of something over £1,500, okay?
Yeah.
Because I am willing, okay, to put myself forward, okay, get this, Mike, you think I might be mad, okay, but I am willing to have a professional come in, wax my legs, wax my back, and wax my chest. What do you think of that? And all the money goes to charity.
You know, Nick, I would even do it with you. Because,
really?
No, yeah, I would, Nick, I'd do anything for charity, because, you know, I think I'm able. You know, and I always think of charities like people like my mum, and I'm not, you know, grinding the organs, you're far from the wood. You know, my mum's in a wheelchair, Nick, as you know, and it's only thanks to some charitable things that she's able to have an electric wheelchair, which has given her life back, because, you know, she's able to go out in an electric chair, and it's fantastic. So I'm all up for doing anything to help the cause of people that's less fortunate than ourselves, that needs that support from charities. And I know that charities do some wonderful work. And, you know, I love doing things for charity. And you know, if that meant I would have to wax my legs, my chest, and my arms, then you know,
yep.
Bring on the wax strips. That's what I say.
Let's do it. I'm going to aim so it's like probably after we come back from Norway in April.
Yeah,
so
it'd have to be back there, because I know Brecht is in the chat room. It is a bit cold in Norway, Nick. Okay, and without that little bit of bodily hair, we'd freeze.
No.
A bikini wax.
It's something I'm going to set up. I'll put it on Facebook, on my Facebook International Medium Nick Humphreys. It'll be on my website as well. But when I set it up, obviously I'll talk to Mike about it. But it's something serious. You know, I want good money. Okay, I want good money to be paid. It'll be my chest, be my back, it'll be my legs. Okay.
Join me in with that, Nick. I want to be involved. I want to be waxed as well. So the two of us to be waxed.
Okay.
For charity.
Between me and you, then we'll come up with the charity together.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm up for that, definitely.
And we can announce how much we've risen right here in Mike Spirit FM. People can donate from here, everything.
Yep.
We can do that.
Yep.
And we'll do that. Maybe, let's go. I tell you what, why didn't we make it a memorable time? My birthday is right in the middle of June the 13th.
Okay.
So why don't we make it a memorable time and we'll do it around my birthday so I can cry all over my birthday? Because I will, Nick. I am a bit of a baby like that, you know. You wax me and I'll cry.
Yep.
But I'll do it for charity, I will.
I'll tell you what, and if people pay a little bit more, I'll be willing for Mike to do a strip.
No. No. What we'll do, Nick, no. I'm not going to strip, because that's bad. But what we can do, I'll film you being waxed, and then you can film me being waxed, and we'll put it up on YouTube.
Yeah, all right.
Is that good?
Okay.
Okay, no stripping.
I just want to clear what I just said up, okay? Because when I meant strip, I didn't mean strip as in, you know, no clothes. I meant strip of wax, you know, that
right.
Sort of.
Sorry, Nick. Okay. It's the way my mind works, see?
Yeah, so other people in the chat room thought, oh, no, I don't want to see Mike naked. It wasn't about that. It's, you know, when they take the strip of wax and they pour it, you know, that's what I mean. I was,
you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm cringing thinking of it. But I'll do it, Nick.
Yeah, okay, we'll set it up. We will set that up.
Maybe. Wait now, one second, and I've got an idea. Now, I know that Brechter's in the chat room. Maybe when we go, because the Mike Spirit FM team, the live roadshow is going to Norway.
Yep.
Maybe Brechter can set this up on the last night after the demonstration to be filmed, and we can do it live in Norway.
Ooh.
Now, let's see if Brechter types back quick enough and lets us know. Brechter, would you like us to be waxed after the... Yes, there'll be lots of screaming, Kerry. Yes, it will. Oh, my God. But it will. But Brechter, you need to type in the chat room. Could you get someone to wax me and Nick for charity after the live roadshow in Norway?
Well, I'm only going to do it if we break, you know, that line, that barrier.
Oh, yeah, we have to set a barrier for money. We need, let's see what, £500?
Oh, come on. I said 1,500 quid.
Okay, let's go £1,500 then. There's two of us. Yeah, we'll do that. £1,500 and we'll be waxed.
Yep.
Okay, Brechter says there's no problem. Okay, so we can get Norway involved as well. We can get the UK involved. We can get all of people in USA involved. And we'll be waxed.
Absolutely.
In
sounds
Norway,
good.
Coming back on that plane, singing our little songs together, me going, "Sweet Caroline," like that, Nick, because I'll be...
we'll be wrapping bandages, so don't worry about that.
We'd be like mummies on the plane. That'd be funny, wouldn't it?
Yep, it would be. Not. But yeah, you know, anything for charity. So we're gonna do a charity single. We're gonna hopefully get number one on that. We're gonna raise loads of money for that. We're gonna do waxing and so on. So yeah, you know, it's gonna be good. It's gonna be really good. I'm looking forward to that.
Definitely. Okay. Well, Nick, I know that you know I've taken over your show again as usual. But you know the. I am being asked now, Mike, would you be up to getting a blog going about it? Yes, we would. And actually, Nick, in my page of, in my website, mikedavismedium.com, there is a little, a radio blog, which I can do that. And I can, actually, the two of us can go on there and do a 20-minute radio show kind of thing. And we can actually tape it. The whole, or actually, we could just film it and put it on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kerry, there'll be lots of screaming. Kerry will have to hold my hand. I know that. Kerry will have to hold my hand.
Oh, is Kerry going with you? I think Mike's loved up.
You think so?
I think Mike's loved up.
Oh, Nick, you're embarrassing me. I've gone all red.
Stop. Oh, Mike, I'm so happy for you.
but Nick.
Yeah.
I'm all embarrassed now.
Oh, Mike. Oh.
Nothing. I'm saying nothing.
Right. Yeah, I know, to the listeners, I know, as normal, you know, Mike comes on the show and my show goes whizzing by, okay? So it hasn't been a normal show, but I promise you next week, it's Christmas week next week, so the week before Christmas, we're going to have, I'll tell you, Mike, next week, I'm going to be jumping in on everybody's show and I will be expecting them to sing Christmas carols with me.
Yes.
Okay? Right.
And I know that Grant is going to have a special guest on next week. On the 17th, we can jump in, which is this Friday. I won't be able to.
Right.
I've got that demonstration, you know, that that charity to do.
I may be joining you. I'm not sure quite yet.
Maybe well, I hope so, Nick. I really do, because it would be nice. But no pressure. No pressure.
No. I do hope so, too. So, but we are coming to the end of my show. I do apologise to my listeners, because I'd love to do more readings. It's just that we were talking about something that was important.
What about Kerry holding my hand?
Yeah. Aww.
That's sweet.
As long as that's all she's up. Yeah. Okay. So, guys, everybody is listening. Thank you so much for joining me, and Mike for joining me as well this evening. You know, and sabotaging my show so nobody can hear me sing.
Nick, this is all mine. But remember. Remember, Studio One, the 23rd December.
Yep.
In the studio, the captain will be here. Helen, actually, you can bring Helen down to be in the studio's canteen, bringing in the tea and coffees.
Right. Okay. Okay. We'll come down. Yep.
And Helen can muzzle the dog, because he'll need to be muzzled when we are singing. Because he'll do all that business. He does that a lot while he's trying to sing. So Helen can muzzle the dog, make the tea whilst we are singing. I was there for a deal.
Yep, okay.
Okay.
Definitely. Absolutely. So.
That wasn't the dog.
So, anyway, guys, I'm going to say goodnight. Lots of love to everybody. Thank you for phoning in. And thank you for being in the chat room. Until next week, for a crazy show with readings, but it's a Christmas show, so anything could happen. You know, have fun, and I'll speak to you next week.
There's no combination of words I could put on the back of a postcard. No song that I could sing, but I can try for your heart. Our dreams, and they are made out of real things, like a shoebox of photographs with sepia tone loving. Love is the answer, at least for most of the questions in my heart. Like, why are we here and where do we go? And knock on me so hard. It's not always easy, and sometimes life can be deceiving. I'll tell you one thing, it's always better when we're together. It's always better when we're together. Yeah, we'll look at them stars when we're together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. I find the way into my dreams tonight, but I know that they'll be gone when the morning light sings or brings new things. For tomorrow night you see that they'll be gone too. Too many things I have to do, but if all of these dreams might find their way into my day-to-day scene, I'd be under the impression I was somewhere in between with only two, just me and
not so many things we got to do, or places we got to be. We'll sit beneath the mango tree now. Yeah, it's always better when we're together. We're somewhere in between together. Well, it's always better when we're together. Yeah, it's always better when we're together.
Humphreys Medium Show here on MikeSpirit.fm. You can join Nick every Tuesday evening at 9:30 p.m. UK time and 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can find Nick on Skype and also on Facebook by searching for International Medium Nick Humphreys, or visit his website www.nick-humphreys.com. Love and light to you all.